ధురంధర శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 15 వర్స్ 12 విధర్మ పరధర్మస్య ఆభాస ఉపమాచల అధర్మ శాఖ పంచేమ ధర్మజ్ఞో ధర్మవర్తిదే. దేర్ ఆర్ 5 బ్రాంచెస్ ఆఫ్ ఇరిలిజియన్ అప్రాప్రియేట్లీ నోన్ యాజ్ ఇరిలిజియన్ విధర్మ. Religious principle for which one is unfit. Paradharma, pretentious religious. Abhasa, analogical religion. Upadharma, and cheating religion. Chala dharma, one who is aware of real religious life must abandon these 5 as irreligious. There are five branches of religion. Appropriately known as the religion. Vidharma. Religious principles. For which one is unfit. Paradharma. Pretentious religion. Abhasa. Analogical religion. Upadharma and cheating religion. Chaladharma. One who is aware of real religious life must abandon these 5
as
irreligious. Purport. Any religious principles opposite to the principle of surrendering to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, are to be considered religious principles of irregularity or cheating. One who is actually interested in religion must give them up. One should simply follow the instructions of Krishna and surrender unto him. To do this, of course, one needs very good intelligence, which may be awakened after many, many births, to good association with devotees and the practice of Krishna consciousness. Everything but the principle of religion recommended Krishna, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja, should be given up as irreligion. Om Ajnana Timiran Dasya Jnanandana Parabha చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోవేశం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వాగతం. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర. హరే
కృష్ణ
So from this sloka, we can understand that it is not easy to find out, accept and practice real dharma. Not easy to find out, because on mental platform, what can be said? Mental platform is always a changing platform. See, everybody is trying to understand God. What I like, what I understand, what I think. So all speculations and it's not that they are all always cheaters, but their very approach is wrong. Just like the scientists are there, not that maybe many of them are purposefully cheating, and maybe there are some sincere people, and with their level of intelligence, they are thinking, how can this be, how can that be, maybe this. But mind is not the platform from where you obtain the knowledge. The scriptures say, by senses or sensor defective, by mind, our mind is limited and fallible. So with the senses you cannot approach religion, with the mind you cannot approach religion. That means you cannot speculate. When you what is English? दिमाग भूसा भरा हुआ है. अब भूसा भरा हुआ दिमाग से क्या समझे? अनफिट. दैट्स ए मोस्ट पीपल व्हेन योर हेड इज फुल ऑफ डर्ट, व्हाट इज द पॉइंट? यू मे गो ऑन आर्ग्यूइंग, यू मे गो ऑन इमेजिनिंग, यू विल नेवर नो. There is a way to obtain knowledge. In our incomplete state, we cannot understand complete truth. That's it. Our senses are perfect. We have a tendency to be illusioned. We make mistakes. And we have a tendency for cheating. These are the defects of any person who has born on earth. No exception. Our senses are limited. We trust so much. Oh, I have seen it. But sensual perception is conditional and limited. So that's what where modern science is all stuck. Whatever we understand, whatever we can see, whatever we can verify, so it is very contradictory. Then we have a tendency to be illusion. You think, but if you think, so what? You will be illusion. Suppose you hear some voice. You may think it is in your knowledge, this voice resembles such and such a person whom you know. But there may be many people, then their voice may also be like that. When you hear, you may become illusion, just like we are brought up with this bodily illusion. We are born with illusion. I am this body. I am born. I am dead. I am sick. All. And the illusion that you are this body. But we are not this body. We are the spirit soul. So that means all our efforts are completely non-profitable. All our efforts are in illusion, in dreaming. You are in sleep and you dream so many things. What is the use? There is no truth. There is no substantiality. So our senses are limited. We make mistakes. Everybody will make mistakes. And then lastly, we all have false ego. So we want to cheat others. We want to look like. So nobody likes to be insulted. Nobody likes to be criticized. Nobody likes to admit I'm a fool. Okay? Very rarely someone may just admit. But most of us, we cover up. It's the deeply rooted, no exception. You may say, no, I don't want to be like that, I am not like that. It's not possible because you are conditioned. Like Gandhi, he wrote a book, My Experiments with Truth. That is the biography of Mahatma Gandhi. I read it several times, the book, as a student. It like Gandhi was very conscientious. Gandhi was very truthful. Like because he was not shy to admit his weaknesses. I still remember several things. And on the night when his father was dying, he had sex with his wife. And he writes that book. Gandhi was known to be very devoted to his parents because he was inspired in his childhood by Satyahari, what is that? Sravana Pitru Bhakti. Sravana, the old parents, they had a desire to go on pilgrimage. And Sravana had a kavadi. And he had his father and mother on both sides and he was carrying them. They were completely devoted. Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava. So he considered there are no better gods than father and mother. Now previously relations were honest, genuine. The parents were good, the children were good. So people are following some dharma. Sravan, he was serving his parents. His best capacity, single-minded. He was not bothered about his own wife, children, his comforts. I just want to make my parents that they have given me life. And I do anything and everything for them. That is called devoted. Just like we are devotees. we are devotees, we are trying to be devoted to Guru and Krishna. We are trying to be devoted. But we know that our stupid mind, it has so many independent ideas and your own desires and your own unsurrendered mentality. Make a show of surrender, but because you cannot put your body to austerity, one time Nanak Dev was going. Nanak Dev was going, and his little steel pot fell in a sewer. Sewer where stool, urine, all thrown away, garbage, everything is flowing. It fell in a steel pot. And just to test his disciples, I want the steel pot. It fell in the water, and that means you have to go inside and jump into the sewer and search for it, pull up your sleeves, and all dirty things are there. Everybody said, Nanak Dev want this, we'll buy another one. He said, it's fallen in such a dirty place. It's not so valuable or anything. Like they are all trying to suggest the Guru Maharaj. this, that. It's not that Nanak Dev doesn't know that it is still a little pot and it doesn't cost more than 2 rupees. He doesn't know about it. So these people have to tell him or what? Oh, it is of not big value. It fell in such a dirty place. Why do you want it again? Instead of saying, I don't want to do the job. Like this and that. Nanak, they said, no, I like to use the same pot. Can someone bring it for me? And now already the pot may be floating away, you know, inside water. Okay, water is flowing. I don't know whether you'll get it or not. It fell here. You don't know if you'll find it or not. But there was one person, he is just devoted. He knows. The Guru Maharaj said it. My business is just whether I will get it or not. So, but am I willing to fulfill the order? So these are all very educated people, but this guy is not so educated. But his dedication to the spiritual master. In the history, it's always there. Gurus have very educated, intelligent disciples. Simple person, the educated people are not so surrendered, but they were simple person, he just surrendered. Ultimately, the person who is surrendered, that will do the job of the spiritual master. That means, there is no qualification necessary, just surrender. It is not the result, but it is the effort. And it is the principle. The principle under, and the business is unconditionally to put an effort. Failure is not the thing. Success is not the thing, but as you tried your best, the whole success of spiritual life, it is simply dependent on this. Do you have reservations? Do you have a separate interest? Then in this life, you are not going to make it. The spiritual life is not a joke. Only when you are totally given up everything of this world, I want nothing, then what else you want? Just to execute the instruction of the spiritual master, heart and soul, life and soul. Prabhupada, how many times he said, I have taken up the instruction of my spiritual master as my heart and soul, and I tried my best. That is my success. People say, Prabhupada, you are successful because you have built several temples, you are reading several books. But this is all the outcome of Prabhupada's surrender and trying to execute the instruction of the spiritual master. Surrender and trying to execute. So, if Krishna is, if you draw the attention of Krishna by fulfilling these two things, Krishna can do anything. The result is always given by Krishna. We don't have any claim over the result. Krishna can give you less, Krishna can give you more, Krishna may give you less to see whether you are attached to the result or you are attached to the service. If you are attached to the service, you will try your best and whatever, you are not ashamed. You go out all day, try to sell books and come back without selling any book. But at least you will not have guilt consciousness, you know, because you have, honestly you have tried your best. Now you come back. But you go out only a few hours and come back because somebody has taken Bhagavatam, said this and you come back. Actually, you did not work all day. You did not try your best. So when you try your best, then you will be blessed by Krishna to be not influenced by your senses. That's why the principle is surrender, trying your best. One who has your maximum time, one who is unconditional, that person is always successful. Whether the result is or not. So what is the goal of spiritual life? Just selling books and not becoming a devotee, is that the goal? Well, he sold hundreds and thousands of books, but he has gone. He has left the movement. The goal of spiritual life is that you should remain a steadfast servant of Krishna. That remain a steadfast servant of Guru and Krishna. That means you have to become free from Maya. So nothing to do with it. Have you become free from Maya? Are you not attracted to the opposite sex? Do you hide things falsely? Do you hide things or someone praises you, you feel very comfortable? Maybe you are in false ego. If somebody praises you, you feel very good. You are in false ego. That means if somebody criticizes you, you go like that. So, that's why Bhagavad Gita says, mana avamana, both are same. Samalo shasma kanchana. Surun mitra udasena deshasya madhyastha bandhushu. Sarvera. So, that means, you know that everything is happening by Krishna's arrangement. So, did I become free from bodily concept? Have have I become free from bodily concept? In bodily concept, we don't try hard. In bodily concept, we are affected by ego. In bodily concept, we are worried about result. That's why we always do devotion service through the medium of spiritual master. Can there be any time where you are independent of the spiritual master? Will there be time? You have become very senior devotee, very senior sannyasi. Now you are independent to do things. Always. Because working is to please the spiritual master Krishna. You are not working to show how competent you are not working to show how big result you have been. No. You are just working to please. And when there is result, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Krishna, so you don't claim the result yourself. Whenever you go and bring, whenever you go and collect money, whenever you go and make some followers, if you think this is your expertise, oh, I made her or him a devotee, you are a fool. Why, if you can make a devotee, why only one her or one him? Why not the whole world? Just if Krishna gave you some result, you are just trying to grab, you see, I made a devotee. He keeps, Abhayachan keeps calling. Because he influences somebody, he's like his property. Or is that? If people are not attached, a good servant, all right, you go here and preach, now shift. From here you go to somewhere else. If they are attached, because they are all worshipping you. They are taking good care, no, my God, nobody will care for me if I go to the other place. That you are worried about yourself, not preaching or nothing. Simply, such a person is not agitated, disturbed. He is doing everything as a service, to please, not to please his own senses. In spiritual life also, this is called spiritual sense gratification. Spiritual, not wild sense gratification, but in spiritual life you are attached to some things, you like some things. So the guru will say, he is getting stuck, the ego is growing. So cut. The spiritual life means you are not attached to anything but only attached to Krishna. All right, just like military. Spiritual life is more than military. Military is some strict life here. They push you. All right, you are posted in Kargil border. All right, no sir, I don't like Kargil border. You cannot say, can you say like that? I don't like to be posted here, I don't like to be posted up. My God, they'll just kill you there, right there. You have no business. Go on, wherever a person, pack your bag and baggage, just go. And spiritual life is much more than that. Because that is job, he is paid. So wherever a person has to go, otherwise they'll throw him out. No job, no salary, go. So in spiritual life, we are doing these things so that we can become free from body consciousness. There it is salary, there it is rule, the law. You cannot challenge your boss. Otherwise, where is the discipline finish? Your military will collapse. In spiritual life, we are doing all things to purify ourselves. We are doing all things to become, to come to spiritual platform, is that right? nothing to do with all these things. This is an engagement because our time is there. We have to be doing some service. What are we supposed to do? So instead of doing what we like, not doing what we don't like, always a good disciple is sent to say, what will please? Like, you know, people have taken risk. Prabhupada said, those who go and preach in Muslim countries, I take the dust from their feet and keep it on my head. Wow. And all the, my God, it's a tough instruction. You may get killed there. It's not easy to preach there. But because people tried, now everywhere Hare Krishna is there. And Prabhupada also said, people who preach in communist countries, I give them my full blessings. And then some devotees took it up seriously. One day this body has to fall. Better that I die trying to, that's what Prabhupada tried. Prabhupada, he knows that he is attempting impossible. Prabhupada was attempting impossible. A 70-year-old man trying to establish a worldwide organization completely contrary to the present culture, material culture. Now you want to, whatever they are doing, all you have to give it up. And just you chant Hare Krishna. Whatever you are doing. So who is going to listen? But Prabhupada thought my business is to surrender and work. I don't know what happened, but it is not my business. My business is the spiritual master has given me this instruction, and am I willing to do it? Am I trying my best? So this is what we are reading here. So it is not easy to know, understand and practice real dharma, because real dharma is parodharma. Nothing to do with this world. Parodharma. That's what we say. The soul has no business in this world. Right? But just like Subhareddy Prabhu, he died. Should I sell my land or not? What about the loan on the house? And what about my money in Bangalore? All things. But does the fate wait for anybody? I was thinking, I had some long time in Kurukshetra. Today when I decided, there was some FD. I my God, I may also die any time. Better that I put it in this car name. Morning when I was thinking, I thought it will be there, we'll use it when it is. I don't know. So today morning I was thinking, I don't know. Why should I? Today when Prasad comes, I should give him with FD. I told you, 3 lakh rupees FD is there. I put it in his hand and first, I don't know what happens tomorrow. Like that. And there is little more coming. Money comes here and there. I don't know, why should I, whether it is there or here. Better that what belongs to Krishna, you give it to Krishna so that if death comes, not that you have kept Krishna's money separately. And maybe we are taking it lightly. I am running, jumping and doing. I don't think I will die so quickly. You know, Subhareddy is younger to me. His son came to meet me this morning when they were burning the garbage. His son came. That he was coming. I said, Prashant, as a devotee, the sadness will be there, but you should not break down, you see. The sadness will be there, And we are also sad because you are our long standing devotee. Long standing. From the beginning we opened the temple, he was there and he did not leave us. And although he was not having money and all that, whenever there is opportunity, he keeps bringing fruits, he keeps bringing mangoes, whatever like. That's why he died a good death. Simply till the previous day he attended Mangalarti. He has no other activity, temple and house, that's all. No other social value. And his faith in Krishna, with all these setbacks, if Krishna wants it, it will be all right. We keep talking, he comes to my room, keeps telling his problems and all that. So I told Prashant, the sadness will be there. You know that he is a nice devotee, simple devotee, not a diplomatic, political, cunning. He is not a person like that, simple. Is that right? Anybody has noticed, no? Don't want any galvadam. Smart, what is over smart, is smart, no? Na bhakti, main jagal ke dal. A simple person. So simple people, they will please God easily. If God has given intelligence, if you use your intelligence in Krishna, that's good. But if you misuse your intelligence to sidetrack, to your separate agenda, separate interests, then who is the loser? You will be the loser. So you are different interests. All right, Krishna is all right. Fulfill your interest. I will take care later about you. So, Prashant, say, from the day he came to us, to ISKCON Nellore, he did not leave the place. He could have purchased a house somewhere else. He has decided, I should stay near the temple only. He did it. So he did not leave us, and he made many changes. That was like following regulative principle. He had given up tea, coffee, onion. He has given up his relatives, friends, circle, no interest, just house, temple. So Krishna reciprocated. He did. So I told Prashant that whenever a Vaishnava has some thing happens like this, mother died, father died, it's not a question of crying or breakdown. You have to see what are the merits and demerits, what can I learn from my father. You should think like that. Not that you cry and then but you have your own separate interest. Then what is the point? Whenever your devotee father dies, what should I learn from my father? And what are the devotional things he did, sacrifices he did? That means in this world of Maya, how you are taking decisions that will bring you closer to Krishna. Not that do anything you like. So you cannot say it is a sudden death. Maybe preparation is going on already. He has no other interest. That means it's a good death and next birth is going to be grand. Because the devotional qualities are there in the person. Not a duplicitous person, not a complicated person, not a materialistic person, not a mixed up devotee. Pure devotee means what? Like, no, actually he has faith. He has faith in Prabhupada, he has faith in ISKCON, he is attached to us. And like, so he did. Whatever people may think, I should have the reception in the temple. You see, when he did the reception, he did not pay the money. He has no money there. On his own, we did not know that he is our devotee. When there is, so we will talk about that. He himself, because no, I should give back the temple money. I mean, he brought and one day, I brought the money more. So he has settled his account and so it's a good death because the loyalty is there, the submission is there, and the effort is there according to one's health and body. That's why we should not compare. Comparing is always offensive. We should not compare. If somebody is doing less, somebody is doing more. We don't know what problems our body has, his body has. Why should I think, oh, she is trying to avoid work? Why should we think like that? We don't know. That means our nature is that sometimes we want to do like avoid work and everything. So if you are not a person who avoids work, you also don't think others are hypocrites. A Vaishnava always considers the other people that basically they are all right. Because I have many anarthas in me. So the point is, what people see as dharma, in one statement Prabhupada has made it clear, only accepting Krishna and doing everything in relationship with Krishna. Because there is only Krishna, there is nothing more than Krishna, isn't it? If you see anything separate from Krishna, that is called Maya. So all your thoughts, all your speech, all your activities, simply how can I advance, how can I promote the mission of Krishna consciousness? It's called checking your own mind. Always check your mind, whether it is independent, it has mixed up interests, or you are single-minded. So that's what Prabhupada says. Surrendering to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, anything other than this, so devotees should not have any doubts about this. People cannot, because they are all mental platforms. Why only ISKCON people? They are not bothered about social problems, they are not bothered about family problems. Why simply, as one fellow said, you are very selfish. You don't worry about your family, you are not bothered about the society. That is his opinion. What can you do? A devotee's contribution to the society is also to engage them in Krishna consciousness. If you are the only son, then you have to do both. If you are the only son, you have to take care of your family also at the same time. That is called, yesterday we read, Naimittika and Nitya. Naimittika means temporarily you have this duty also, temporarily, because you have this body. Naimittika. Naimittika means circumstantial. In the circumstances, my parents are old, no one to take care of them. Then that is also bhakti. Because you have your responsibility. So anyway, somehow we have to understand what is dharma. And then able to analyze, like all other things will come under paro dharma. Paro dharma means suppose you are a grihastha and you neglect your wife and just keep doing things. Or you are a wife, but you disturb your husband and doing your bhakti. All this is called, this is not fit to your status. Paradharma. Don't try to do others' business. If you are a wife, mind your business as a wife, because bhakti can be practiced. Bhakti can be practiced. There is no condition for bhakti. Ahetuki apratyata. That means while satisfying your husband, you can always think of Krishna. There is no problem. Or if you have to do job, while doing job, you can also practice bhakti. Whatever time is there, you have no other interest, but the obligation is there that you have to do a job. Let's say, we don't know, sometimes, then consult your guru. Consult. This, I am confused. Like Arjuna admitted, confused. I am confused about my duty. Let's say the spiritual master is there. Whenever we are in confusion, whenever we are not clear, because we are not independent, we always have some authority. Suppose your spiritual master dies, do you become independent or what? No? Then you have to take senior god brother who is strongly rooted in bhakti, whereas our mind is wavering. Then you have to take shelter. Is that right? Not necessary. No, no. You have to take shelter. As long as doubts are bugging you, as long as you are not clear, instead of having false ego and not consulting anybody, give up your false ego, consult, and then go ahead. So we don't want to make a big mistake in spiritual life. So Prabhupada said, don't leave ISKCON, first thing. No matter what, don't leave ISKCON. Because ISKCON, all things, the justice systems, the Ishta Goshtis, and the laws, and the service, and practices, everything is tailor-made. Everything is there. So, automatically, you are engaged. So there is Paradharma. In Vidharma, there are five branches. Real Dharma is only one. Give your everything to Krishna. Everything. Because you don't have anything to do in this world. Just, you are not getting out of this world because you have not given everything to Krishna. But you give everything to Krishna. Prabhupada gave everything to Krishna. But he has difficulty in eating or what? No. He gave everything to Krishna and Krishna gave so much. All right. And then you don't have to think about where I will stay, where I will eat. There was no issue at all. Anybody is surrendered, do you think Krishna will not attend to that person? Never, never possible. Krishna will never fail in his word. Kaunteya pratijaniya, name bhakta pranashati, I will not let down my devotee anytime. So paradharma is one thing. Abhasa. Abhasa means looks like, just like we are all doing bhakti. But this is not called pure bhakti. Abhasa. Our mind is not surrendered. Mangalarti is going on, Sikshima is going on, Sarit is going on. So what happened to the mind? Is the mind? Not yet. So this is Abhasa. Abhasa from outside, when people see me, Sukadeva Maharaj is very nice to you. But you don't know what is going on in the mind. You don't know. Is that right? But outside, because Maharaj is 24 hours, either reading or doing this or that, but he's a pure devotee. You don't know. So, a pure devotee will never say, I'm a pure devotee. I'm a poor devotee. We are all, anybody who says, I'm a pure devotee is a poor devotee. Anybody who says I am a poor devotee, at least he is trying to be a devotee. Not that he is a poor devotee. So, abhasa. Abhasa means we are doing something, but the mind is not surrendered. Analogical analogical means creating new religions. This mission, that mission, it's not Krishna mission. And then they keep doing everything, very surrendered to that mission, not Krishna. It's called analogical. Analogical means it looks like that. It's called Upadharma. And cheating religion. Cheating religion means in the name of religion, Manav Seva, Madhav Seva, in the name of religion, you start serving poor people, sick people, old people. You start doing this and that. And what is all this chanting Hare Krishna, what is this, bhajans and pujas and all that. Completely cheating religion. Nothing there. And nowadays everybody appreciates cheating religion. Most of the people in the society, they cannot appreciate. Dharma adharmancha sarvadhan viparitansha. Tamasa parke. Tamasa. Tamasic vyakti, you will see religion as irreligion. And you will see irreligion as religion. So many big leaders nowadays, they say like this. What is all this pujas, Bhagavan and all that? Simply there is nothing like serving the mankind. That is the real religion. Completely upside down. Because they are fools. They don't understand who is he. What is the body and soul? They don't understand. So real dharma, to know it, to understand it, and to practice it and go till the end. Like Prabhupada. Prabhupada did not compromise. Prabhupada faced all criticism. Prabhupada faced all these troubles. He was standing like a rock. Because he was attracted to Krishna. Nothing could change. And then he could change so many intelligent people. So many, anyone who accepts Krishna consciousness, he must be Buddha. Buddhajan. Buddhajan means intelligent people. Not easy to understand Dharma is not a joke. So if you understand Dharma, then your human life is successful. Free from cycle of birth and death. Completely happy. And you know how to serve the society. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, Paradharma, Chaladharma, Upadharma, Abhasdharma. So you have to keep thinking about that. Whatever religious things you are finding in people's lives, which category that comes? Is it Abhasa? It is Chala, it is Upa, or it is Parava, Arach.